In the past, photographs were a way to capture a visual image as it exists in reality. These days, though, photographs are merely components that can be arranged and rearranged, combined and broken down to create a collage of images inscrutable from a true photograph of a real-life arrangement. So if you're trying to sell an apartment and you want to make it appealing to buyers, instead of spending thousands on home furnishing, why not just copy and paste images of those furnishings onto photographs of your empty apartment? This was exactly the Core Group's solution on the HGTV show, The Big Buy-In. In a recent dispute, Heptagon Creations versus Core Group Marketing, Heptagon Creations, an interior design company, owned the rights to the André Joao furniture collection. Core Group Marketing, a high-end New York real estate broker, hired a different interior designer, Thomas Rail, to furnish the apartment they were selling on the TV show The Big Buy-In. Rail used photographs of the Joao furniture collection to virtually furnish the apartment. This strategy was a wild success, and the property sold for almost $6 million. Heptagon had originally provided photos of their Joao collection, understanding that it would lead to a deal that would bring publicity to their brand. The deal fell through, but the photos were used without any mention of Heptagon on the Big Buy-In. Heptagon then sued Core Group for copyright and trade dress infringement for using their images without permission. Unfortunately for Heptagon, Joao's artistic sensibilities would be their undoing. Joao is famous for his modern designs that are driven by a minimalist aesthetic. As a minimalist, Joao's pieces are basic, often incorporating rough woodcuts to evoke a natural and unfinished aesthetic. Both copyright and trade dress protection, however, do not protect functional designs, only artistic ones. For copyright, only artistic aspects that can be physically or conceptually separated from the functional aspects are protected. To be physically separate, a design must be capable of being removed without hurting the functionality of the item, and for conceptual separability, the artistic concept and the functionality of the item cannot be linked. For minimalist designs like Joao's, the very nature of the design aesthetic is intertwined with basic functionality, so functionality cannot be separated out. Trade dress protection does not protect rights in a design at all. It protects what an item for sale's appearance communicates about that item's origin. Here, too, anything that makes the object functionally useful cannot be designated as a mark of origin. As a final nail in the coffin for Heptagon's trade dress infringement claim, the court pointed out that trade dress is only infringed upon by competitors. The court ruled that though Rail and Heptagon were both interior designers, more evidence must be alleged to establish competition between the two. Merely being in the same business is insufficient. It is important to point out that this decision does not open the door for wanton online copy and paste advertising. It may only be that designs like Joao's that are so tied to functionality fail to qualify for copyright protection. The court's decision also highlights an often overlooked issue in trademark and trade dress protection that the senior and junior users must be in actual competition for there to be infringement. For companies like Apple and Microsoft, it is obvious that the two compete for sales in the same market. However, for small local or regional firms, proof of actual competition is an issue. In any event, cutting and pasting may be inviting and easy in an online environment, but it may open you up for copyright infringement claims, provided, of course, that the material taken is indeed copyrightable. I'm Jay Kaysen.